The Jets wrapped up their preseason with a 3-1 record as they rode a strong performance from Matt Sims in a 27-20 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles at MetLife Stadium.
Matt in particular, I mean, he had a quarterback rating of 135 entering the game tonight, so he only had a 90-some quarterback rating this game. So it wasn't his best, rating, but certainly he has really done a tremendous job for us.
I'm just happy that I was able to take the team and, drive him down the field and be a consistent decision maker and not just, come in at the end of the game and just sling the ball around. So I was happy that today I made some good decisions throughout the game and was able to lead the team.
He's done a great job. He was great out there today. Rallied the troops and did a great job picking up first downs with his feet, made some clutch throws. I think he played very well.
You've been stressing competition since camp began. Safety, Jaquan Jarrett, you were using him all over the field. You were blitzing him. You're using him in the back a little bit tonight. And then Antonio Allen pops up late in the game with the pick six. And, of course, the quarterback position as well.
That's what made this camp so interesting, for us and as a coach. Like, there's so much competition. We talked about it even when John got hired, he talked about the competition. And it actually carried all the way through to the last preseason game. And there's still things that we got to look at that tape, really evaluate it, and see that, you know what, let's go with this guy or this guy. Because I tell you what, there's a lot of good football players on this team.
Anytime you get a chance to go out and play, whether it's preseason, regular season, whenever it is, when you get your number called, you want to try to do the best you can. So I felt like there's a lot of things I still could have done better tonight, pass blocking in particular. But we got the win. It was positive how we dominated the line of scrimmage. We had dominated time of possession. So, I'm not really going to worry about it. I did everything I could, so I'm just leaving it in the hands of God.
What did you tell yourself after the fumble? Some young guys would press, but it didn't seem like you did.
Yeah, obviously, football, you have to have a short-term memory. Obviously, things aren't always going to go your way. That's kind of a ball player I am, Obviously, you have to bounce back. You can't keep your head down because, the next play, which ended up happening, a double go ended up coming on later in the game where, I was called for to make a play. You got to be prepared for that. So, if anything, I use that for fuel of fire. Obviously, I really wanted to come back. I wanted to do something positive to really help out the team and, spark an offensive drive. And, I was fortunate and able to do that, later in the third quarter, I think it was.
As a former defensive line coach, how excited are you about this group as you enter the regular season?
I'm excited about it. I'll be real excited when we get Quentin back because I think that's a young man that could be special. And obviously, Big Mo we've had Kenrick Ellis. Been on the shelf since our first preseason game, which he actually had a dominating performance in. So hopefully we'll get him back. Hopefully we'll get Q back. And I tell you, Snacks, Damon Harrison has made a name for himself. And, everybody, I wouldn't be surprised people start getting those Snacks jerseys out there because, quite honestly, he's really played well.
But you mentioned Sheldon, and everybody's questioning that draft pick. When you go out and grab him with the 13th overall selection, he only played 3 preseason games. He was all over the place. You had him standing up last week. He looks like a vet out there.
I tell you, there was a certain group of people that weren't questioning that the pick. That was the entire New York Jets organization. So every scout, every coach, every you name it. I think our secretaries knew that Sheldon could play for us and anybody else. But we are fortunate to have him here and really be excited about getting the regular season kicked off. And I'm proud of the way our team from top to bottom has, approached this preseason. I feel good about where we are. I think we really come together. We meshed as a football team. And, that I think is going to have to carry the load. We're not going to be carried by one man or two men or whatever. It's going to be the collective efforts of all of them, of all of our guys and all of our coaches together that is going to propel our team.
As Tom Petty once sung, the waiting is the hardest part. And many Jets will be on pins and needles over the next 24 hours because the green and white have to get down to the roster limit of 53 men by 6 p.m. Saturday.